And of course, the meditation that I was teaching was first of all mindfulness of breathing, and then of course after a while I started teaching the metta bhavana. Both these meditations, especially I must say the mindfulness of breathing, had been very important in my own spiritual life in India for quite a few years. And I know that these practices continue to be taught in all our FWBO centres, and they lay, as it were, a firm foundation for our practice of meditation in the FWBO and the practice of the spiritual life generally. Mindfulness of breathing can take us very, very far, as I'm sure practically all of you know. From mindfulness of breathing, we can go to mindfulness of the body and its movements generally. We can go to mindfulness of our feelings, our emotions, mindfulness of our thoughts, of every thought that passes through the mind, every imagination, every dream. And we can go to mindfulness of the Dharma, mindfulness of the teaching of the Buddha, even eventually to mindfulness of reality itself. So, mindfulness of breathing can take us a very long way, and we shouldn't doubt that. Similarly, the metta bhavana can take us a long way. Starting with the metta bhavana, we can practice the karuna bhavana, we can practice mudita bhavana, and we can practice upeksha bhavana, the bhavana of complete tranquility, within which we find it difficult to make any distinction between how we feel towards others and how we feel towards ourselves. And that can lead us right into the heart of the Dharma, into Narātmya and Shunyata. So these two practices, seemingly so simple, so straightforward, mindfulness of breathing and the metta bhavana, are, as it were, the two twin pillars of our practice of meditation. We may take up other practices in the course of our spiritual life, and they may be very helpful. But at rock bottom, we need these two practices.